Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word comes to us today in the 7th chapter of Deuteronomy, beginning at the 6th verse. For you are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. And it was not because you are more in number than any of the other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all people. But it was because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath he swore to your fathers, that the Lord has brought you out of a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, from the hand of the Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Thus far the text. I'm returning to you from vacation. I like vacation. Vacation is a good time to just kind of slow down and look around instead of rushing here, rushing there, doing this, doing that. It's a time to stop, and I like time to walk and admire nature. You know, the beauty of a tree, a giant old oak tree. Or the bay, as I was at my sister's house, to look out and just sit there and watch the water, the sun glistening off the water, to see the 10,000 jellyfish that were swimming around her boat, things like that. To feel the warmth of the sunshine just wrapping its arms all around me. A little too tight sometimes, but nevertheless there. Or spend time in my garden. You've heard me talk about my garden. The tomatoes that are as big as beach balls. Well, not that big, but they're still pretty good, big. To think about my neighbors, some wonderful people that live around me that are friends. To think about family, and to visit them, to see my little, what do you call the grandchild of your cousin? I don't know either. It's some kind of cousin, but I'm not sure what kind of cousin. But to see how marvelous this little four-year-old girl is and what she knew and the energy she had. The wonders of art. Beautiful paintings we looked at in a museum. Just marvel at life. The immenseness of the universe as I sat out at night and looked up at the stars to think of all those planets, all those galaxies. The work that goes on inside of stars, black holes. You know, vacation is a good time to turn your heart to God. It can do that. It offers you a time to praise God, perhaps more with an undivided heart than you get at a lot of times during the year, because there's nothing else on your mind. And you praise Him at the work that he has done. It offers time to sit back and be thankful for what God has given out of his grace, out of his love. All of those friends, that family, that tomato that finally you got to harvest. But it can also leave you sometimes feeling a bit small, can't it? As you look at the grandness of nature around you, as you look at how wonderful the friends and family are you have around you. As you think of what's going on inside of those stars, you can feel just a little bit tiny standing there before God. You know, Moses was reminding the people of Israel there at Mount Sinai of their place before God. They had just been through a tremendous rescue from the hand of the most powerful nation on the earth. But they were brought out, slaves, people who had nothing because they were considered things. And now they were free. Moses was reminding them, these people who had once been considered property, nothing but chattel, that of all the wonderful things, the splendid things in God's creation, of all the things that he has made and all the things that he has done, of all the advanced and cultured people in the ancient world, the ones with the technology, the ones with the learning, the ones with the advancement, that they had been chosen by God to be his treasured possession. God chose them, the former slaves, to give them the promised land. God had chosen them above all else to be a treasure in his eyes. Think about that. God looking at them and saying, "You're my treasure." What does Jesus say in the New Testament? Where your treasure is, what? Where your heart is also. Moses was reminding them that God's heart is with them. They are center in his heart. They are his treasure. But why? The most powerful, the most beautiful, the most faithful, none of these. God simply chose to love them. They offered nothing to him. They could give nothing to him. But God chose them. That is undeserved love. That is grace. Love given by the lover because he wants to love. The Christian church today has become God's Israel. We are the chosen people that is passed to us through the cross of Christ. You are a child of God as Israel. Now consider for a moment that you are that treasured possession of God. That's right. It's not this place. It's not all of the wonderful things you can see of all the churches and cathedrals and all of the world, all of the art that's been created for that. It's you sitting right there on that pew. As God would walk through this sanctuary, he wouldn't be looking at the stained glass. He wouldn't be looking at the structure. He wouldn't be looking at the pyramids. He would be looking at you. You are his treasure. You are where the heart of God is. Now, if your house were on fire and you could run in to save something, I'm not going to ask you what it would be. I'm hoping that you would run in to save your spouse. I hope you would run in to save your child, another relative, a friend, maybe a stranger that was in your home. By golly, I wish if your house was on fire, you might even run back in and save the arsonist and pull them out too, pull him or her out as well. I hope you have that kind of value on human life. You see, the Father sent Jesus to bring us out of a burning building in which we were surely to be destroyed. Jesus was willing to suffer even death for us in our place, to save us. Such as the love of God. Through Christ's death, our sin has been paid, forgiven, and we have been made God's treasures, claimed to be by him and made so by the blood of Christ, his death and his resurrection. As sin has corrupted our entire world and all people, Christ came into this burning building to grab you, God's treasures, and to bring you out. Can you see yourself that way? Can you see yourself as God sees you? His treasure? The one who has his heart? Because he chooses you to be? The one he would withhold nothing from to save? We offer nothing. We can give him nothing. Except reasons to reject us, perhaps. Yet he chooses us, pours on us the blood of his son, and gives us his son's body and blood to eat and drink for our forgiveness. But that choosing of us as his people, well, God didn't just choose some people and reject everybody else. In fact, God chose all people to save. Jesus' blood wasn't shed just for a select few, but for all people, everywhere, for their sin. Every single human life is treasured beyond words in the eyes of God. With every human life rests the heart of God. When we look past ourselves at others, whether we know them or not, no matter what their status is in life, no matter what they have done, good or bad, there is a treasure of God. There is someone with whom the heart of God rests. Can you see that? Can you see them as God sees them? You know, only children of God can do that. Only a child of God can really see the preciousness of life that God sees in another. Because we know how precious we are through the blood that Christ shed for us. What a different world it would be, though, if we could all see that. We could all see one another as treasures of God, as precious and valuable and wonderful in his sight as those on whom the heart of God rests. But as you know, that's not how the world works. There are many people who do not know that they are God's treasure. They walk away from him. They run away from him because they don't know him. Faith is missing. God has opened your eyes to the reality and to this treasure. Take this to others. See yourself as God sees you in the cross. See them as God sees them. Because only a child of God can look at all other human beings and say, there is treasure beyond words. There is where the heart of God lies. Share with them how God sees them so that God too may give them the faith you have, that saving faith that came to you in baptism. What a difference we could make in the world, or if not in the whole world, perhaps just in one life, to see them as a treasure of God, as God has seen us in Christ. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.